Right, well, this is going to be a very quick introduction because we want to talk about hate laws in Scotland. Say hello, Stats.
Okay, the new.
There you go, see? And we have our Scottish correspondent. It is the Cutter. This is the man that could chop down any argument within seconds. There you go. That's why they call him the Cutter. Say hello, Cutter.
Good evening, all my good friends in Cheshire. I'm back to give you all my good opinions on what's happening in Scotland.
Indeed. Well, okay, so that's everybody. Everybody knows who I am. I mean, I'm famous. I am Abby. No, sorry, that's only on a Friday.
Abby.
Okay, this is Ab Flab. Yes, and I think everybody would agree with that. Pure candidate for liposuction. Come on, bring it on. Here we go. Right, okay, hate crime. Stats, do you want to kick us off with this and then we'll bring the Cutter in? Go ahead.
Yes, this is Scotland's long-awaited Hate Crimes Act. Well, say long-awaited. I think we could probably wait a lot longer. it's been in the pipeline, I think, since 2021, and it's finally going to be coming into force, I think, on April Fool's Day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of fools made this blooming thing. But anyway, so this is interesting. So we'll look at the main. The Hate Crime Act makes stirring up hatred a criminal offence, and that's punishable by 7 years in jail.
Jesus.
Jesus. I think it's just took what we've done to in England to a new level. So should we look at go on.
Just a quick question. So who determines what is hate crime in terms of who interprets this stuff?
Well, isn't that a treat? I think Graham knows.
Go ahead, Graham.
I believe I've looked into this and I've researched it a wee bit, and it's all got to do with protected characteristics. Now, who determines what a protected characteristic is? I don't know, but this is what this is all about. In my opinion, this hate crime law is, it's just a smokescreen by the SNP and the Scottish Government. It's a backdoor way of getting a gender recognition bill done, because gender is a protected characteristic. So this is a backdoor way of them getting this gender recognition bill, which they failed miserably, and they've stopped fighting it in the courts. And this is a backdoor way of the SNP getting this in. They're sneaky, conniving people, the SNP, and the sooner people wake up and realise that, the better.
Yes, I think you'll find the answer to that question will be the accuser. It'll be the victim, as it's their perception. Again, this is all subjective. It won't be a jury finding you guilty of this hate crime. Should we look at the definition? God, they love the definitions these days. Well, the Scottish Government's definition of stirring up hatred is actually quite vague. And in my opinion, totally incompatible with their precious European Convention on Human Rights, Article 10, freedom of expression. So their definition of a hate crime is defined as any crime, this is going to make you laugh, any crime which is understood by the victim or any other person as being motivated wholly or partly by malice or ill will towards a, like Graham said, a social group. It doesn't mean harassment or threatening behaviour, because that's already made illegal in Scotland.
So what if you hate Humza?
Well, we'll move on to him in a bit.
Go ahead, Mark.
So I'm looking at the purpose. In my opinion, this is clearly to criminalise speech, which, as Graham said, certain groups or people find offensive or abusive. Now, like in our silly laws in England, as we just said, it's based on the perception of the victim. So subjective rather than factual. And I think, like has been shown in the past, it's going to be weaponised, isn't it, by certain groups and even the authorities. For example, gender-critical people. I've got a feeling they're going to be one of the first targets. Or critics of certain religions, for example. I love the way they tried to promote this with the hate monster. Has anyone seen that? That's cringe.
Can I just interrupt for a second and then bring Graham in? What I want to know is, if we in England say anything which Scotland would interpret as hate crime, are they going to have the power to come and put us in prison in Scotland? Okay, now I'm going to go to Graham on that one. Go ahead, Graham.
I'm just going to take you back to 2011, guys, when my old pal Salmond brought in the anti-Secretarian law. Right? This was all got to do with what was happening at the football games between Rangers and Celtic in Glasgow. Right? Now, at these football games, secretarying bigoted people through abuse at each other in massive quantities, right? And they brought in this anti-secretarian law to cut this out. Never worked. It got repealed in 2018. Now, are they going to try and use this hate crime law to arrest people at football games for shouting secretarian bigoted language at each other? Is that how far reaching it's going to be?
Well, then I would suggest that England set up border controls for Scotland. It is a wall, because you're never going to get a situation where people are not going to be critical of the Scottish government, which could be interpreted as hate crime. And I take your point, Graham, what you're saying about the matches between Rangers and Celtic. I mean, obviously, we all know which side we're on, football-wise. Okay, it's as simple as Rangers! Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, could that be interpreted as hate crime?
No.
Of course it could.
Okay, Mark, go ahead.
Graham had a good point there. There was actually that thing he was talking about with the football. That literally fell on its arse anyway. It's been no use nor ornament. A bit like the another thing they tried with the named person scheme, which tried to appoint a state guardian for every child, and that just fell by the wayside. So I think this is going to be similar. Another thing I can see with this, and this is a big one for me, this actually undermines the distinction between public and private settings. And I reckon it's definitely, again, incompatible with the European Convention on the Right to a Private Life, Article 8. So what they're doing is they're removing the dwelling defence in the old 1986 Public Order Act, which exonerates people living under the same roof from prosecution. That's going to be dispensed with.
Yeah.
So now you tell the wrong joke to the wrong person in your own house, and this can pave the way for a prosecution. That is incredible.
Well, not, it can't be between England and Scotland. They cannot extradite an Englishman for being critical, which is interpreted as hate crime in Scotland. There's no way that's going to happen. There's going to be a total inconsistency. No, I'm sorry, but I just think that way. I'm going to give way to the Cutter. Go ahead, Cutter.
Do you think that the British government, i.e. Westminster, will block this hate crime law like they did with the gender recognition law? Because it's basically verging on the same thing.
It can't work. It's unworkable. It's unworkable in law. Even though we have two legal systems, it's unworkable in law. And what's going to stop us saying the SNP are a bunch of idiots and people should remove them from the parliament there? Go ahead, Mark.
There is a defence in there for factual statements, so you're okay. No, it's fine.
So it's okay. Even the Cutter agrees with that. Go ahead, Cutter. You were going to make a point. Go ahead, sir.
I think basically just what I just said. If it's coming to this, the hate crime law, and they're going to start sort of charging sort of comedians or anybody like that that has a sort of different opinion from what they've got, can we basically in Scotland view English television?
Well, that's the other thing. This is what I'm going to come to, because the police in Scotland say that they're not going to target performers.
They will. They absolutely will.
Because the performers, I mean, it's an open goal for performers. They're going to actually try it on just for the publicity.
I think there's a law somewhere that says if they get X amount of complaints from the members of the public, they've got to act on it. I don't know whether that's right or wrong, but I'm sure they do.
Is there, and stats, I'm going to bring stats in now, is there the equivalent of hope, not hate in Scotland? Because they will actually be the ones who will be putting forward the evidence to attack people, especially if they're right wing. Go ahead, Stats.
Now that leads me to a massive question here, right? Yeah, the hope, not hate will be involved, definitely. But just looking at the consequences and the absurdity of it all. Now, as we know, these laws are always used, aren't they, against the wrong people, which I'm going to touch on. So, sorry, they're not enforced on the wrong people. As Hamza Yusuf says, it's not going to be used for comedians, etc. But should it be used for the police? Because the Departing Chief Constable of Scotland, Ian Livingstone, recently said, and I quote, The institution he led is institutionally racist.
Book him, Dano, book him!
Yeah, and Holmes are useless, won't be able to give his racist everyone's white speech anymore, will he?
Well, that is a perfect point. We should actually go back and say, is this law retrospective? Because we want to put Humza Yousaf in prison for the new hate crimes. That's it.
You tend not to backdate laws. But, you know, this could fix the problem. The police and the government, and all the racists are gone then. Problem solved. What this is going to lead to, like you've just touched on, John, which is what I'm coming to now, there are going to be third-party reporting centres, 411 of them. This will make you laugh. One of them's a sex shop.
What the hell are they going to do in Glasgow? Because they don't hold back. Go ahead, Dakota.
I actually saw the article about the sex shop reporting centre, and honestly, it's not your normal sex shop, let me put it that way.
Are they going to be turning around to the police up there and saying, yeah, he's definitely a wanker, book him?
Yeah. the scary thing about it is I read another article, and I'm sure it was an MP somewhere or something had been sort of charged with one of these hate crimes and all the rest of it. And it's a criminal record. And when you go for a job, they can then do a disclosure on you. I'm sure they've got the same thing down in England where people can do a disclosure Scotland on you, which reveals your full criminal record. And if you've got one of these hate crime records on your record, nobody will touch you with a barge pole.
Well, especially if you come from a sex shop, like the kind of sex shops that we're talking about in Scotland.
That's one of the things, isn't it? That's the massive problem with this. One, the degenerates in sex shops are going to be the ones to report these incidents, are they? Oh, amazing. Well done. We can see where this is going to lead because we've had this over here, and I'm going to tell you now this is exactly how it's going to go. You're going to get an avalanche of microaggressions reported, right? Then you're going to have an ever-growing victim mentality. Then what they're going to say is, hate crimes are on the rise. Well, obviously. And then everyone and everything is institutionally racist, and then that gives them the thought, they think it gives them the right to bring in even more laws to shut us all down. This is just rinse and repeat of what we're seeing in this country, apart from a little bit worse.
Well, then what we've got to do is we've got to suggest to the incoming Labour government that we introduce our own legislation to be against anybody in Scotland that hates us. because there is a segment of Scotland that hate us for some reason, just for the mere fact that we're in England, and yet we love our friends in Scotland.
We love you, Jonathan. We really do.
All right. So I don't know what the hell are we going to. It's unworkable. Humza Useless has actually decided to do something which is unworkable, and I'm going to give way to the Cutter, and then we're going to go to Statsman. Go ahead, Cutter.
You've just got to wonder what the actual thinking goes on in government about all this stuff now. Scotland as a nation has fallen apart. We've got ferries that can't be launched. We've got an oil industry that's on its knees. We've got an economy that's on its knees. National Health Service on its knees, but they're spending all their time and their money on nonsense like this.
Yeah,
what is happening?
Well, I think you've taken the words out of the out of Statsman's mouth. Go ahead, Stats.
Well, I was going to say there's no thinking; it's just virtue signalling. Is this actually needed? Well, being the Statsman, I've looked into it. Hate crimes down by 2%. Actually, it's 31% lower than the peak in 2011, 2012. There was 5,738 hate crimes reported in 22-23. So as I say, that was down too. You've only got 576 charges with the religious aggravation.
How many of you had nothing to drink? Here's me and the Cutter sipping away at our beers. You've had nothing and you can't get the words out. Go ahead.
I'll try.
You're supposed to be our best man who knows everything.
I do. I've got it all here. Look, trans hate crimes are down. It was 55 reported in 22-23. That's lower than the 86 in 21-22. So Police Scotland say they will investigate every single report of hate, even though they've already said, get this, they will no longer prosecute 24,000 other minor offences. So they'll go after just over 5,500, maybe or maybe not crimes, rather than actual crimes. I think someone's getting distracted from their actual jobs.
So that means then, that's it. We're going over the border. We're stealing from the shops in Scotland. That's it. We're going to get all the goods, bring it back to England, sell them, because Police Scotland are going to be dealing with hate crimes. All we're going to do is we're going to go into a shop and we're going to say, we hate you.
No, no, don't speak. That's where you've gone wrong. Just take the stuff, but don't speak.
No, no, because we want them to actually come after us for the hate crime as against stealing all the goods.
You know, if you just don't speak, you get away with it all.
Oh, no, we just hold up a sign that just says, we don't like you. Prosecute us under the hate crimes, and if you can find us. My name is The Raven. You can find me on podcasts. You can find me on podcasts, on all great podcast platforms, but I'm the one that's actually stealing from you. Okay, bye. Go ahead, Statsman.
I just find this incredible that the people who call themselves institutionally racist and someone who gives that speech, one of the most racist speeches I've heard, are the ones who are going to be enforcing all this garbage.
Yeah.
Again, this is upside down clown world, and we should have had that circus music, John.
Yeah.
I can do the circus music for you if you want.
Yeah. That's the opening theme for SNP meetings.
Oh, bunch of clowns. Can't
get over it. It is wrong. It isn't going to work. I think we've got down to the fundamentals and we've said, yeah, that isn't going to work at all. And I don't know how they're going to do it. But I'll tell you what, I'm ready to organize thieves. Ready to go up. When anybody says, what's your name? I'm just going to pick any MP from Parliament. What's your name? Oh, my name's Keir. Keir what? Keir Starmer.
I think we should just start reporting all the SNP, because it says here they've come from the hate monster's mouth. You know, that cringy thing, like it was talking down to children.
The hate monster, is that like the cookie monster of Sesame Street?
Not that cool, but he calls them cookie monster. The hate monster says if you get angry and frustrated, okay, is that the criteria for reporting a crime now? Okay, the SNP don't half frustrate me and make me really angry.
I'm going to be sitting there going, I hate my wife. I need something. I hate my kids as well. Can we do something about that? Yeah, they speak terrible things about me. Go ahead, Cutter.
If you want to see real hate, go to an SNP rally in George Square when they're all waving their Lion Rampart flags and their St Andrews crosses. You will feel real hatred then, and you'll know what hatred that English people is all about when you go to one of those rallies. Are they going to arrest all them?
Yeah, I get you.
It's just nuts.
Well, the first thing I'm going to turn around to them and say, get good command of the English language.
I can probably speak better English than most English people can.
I know. Do you know what? Some of our Scottish listeners are going to say, if he steps one foot over the border, we're going to kill him.
It's all right. We're building a wall, aren't we? We'll do what Trump did and we'll make them pay for it, John.
Do you reckon? Ain't going to happen. No.
SNP can pay for the wall.
No. I love the Pipers. I think they're absolutely brilliant. I do love the accent. I mean, it's just great. And especially the Glaswegian accent, where you're sitting there and you're actually saying, interpreter, interpreter, what did she say? What did he say? Back of the crisps.
Do you know the funny thing about it, Jonathan? See, when a group of us get together, we all fall into that accent. And I bet it's the same with you guys down there. I bet you sound nothing like that in a group of you.
I love them. I think it's just great. Whenever we go up to Scotland, it's always a fantastic time with people. We just have a great laugh. And I can understand how the Scottish people are going to look at them and they're going to go, get lost. That isn't going to work. You can get lost. if we want to tell you what we think of you, we're going to do it. And that's it. So who are they going to put away? I mean, you may as well put every politician away, because every politician devotes quite a percentage of their time to hate crime. It's as simple as that. And the only time they get away with it is when they have absolute privilege in Parliament. That's the only time that they've got it. But they speak out of turn outside. You know, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? It's just an impossible thing. It's impossible. It's unworkable. And I don't care what they do. If they start making examples of people, they're going to get sued. SNP are going to be out by the next election, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, let's hope so. Everybody I'm talking to agrees with me that they think the SNP is going to be out.
Yeah.
Most people are going to vote for Labour, unfortunately, but it's the only viable option to get the SNP out of there. We don't like Labour.
Yeah.
Every fibre of my being is fighting against voting for Labour, but I'm going to vote for Labour. So
it's the only way to get some sort of change. Labour are not the answer. I can tell you that now.
But I'll tell you this, Jonathan. Reform are coming on strong up here, because I was in my mate David's van the other day there. We were doing a bit of ducking and diving and bobbing and weaving.
Oh yeah, really? So you've been thieving without without actually getting the hate crime law?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not going to say that. So we're traveling along, we're having a discussion. David's quite a politically astute guy and all the rest of it. And he actually turned around to me and says, I'm going to vote Reform. And I thought, nice, you know what I mean? But is it still a wasted vote up here, Reform?
Well, in some ways, yeah, because we were discussing this the other day, Statsman and myself. And the truth of the matter is that Reform haven't got the infrastructure that they boast. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. But they're the only other horse in town.
Yeah. I'm liking Reform. I'm really, really liking Reform. But are they strong enough and big enough to take on the SNP up here? And I don't think they are, unfortunately.
Well, I think the Scottish people should take on the SNP. I think they should have a new thing on the ballot paper that says, none of the above. Go ahead, yeah. Statsman. Go ahead, Statsman.
I was just going to say, Tice wasn't very strong at standing up to communists recently.
No.
Getting rid of his own candidates on their say-so. Not a great start.
No.
But I was going to say, I'm not so sure this is all going to work. I used to date a Scottish girl. She was lovely. She had the right potty mouth, though. I'm not sure 7 years is going to be long enough.
they're so direct. They're like the Scottish are like the Australians. They just say it as it is.
Oh, yeah.
They shoot from the hip. And the Northern Irish, again, they've all got something in common, those Celtic nations. They, you know, even though, yes, all right, we do speak, but Scotland, Northern Ireland, they just say it as it is. I love it, you know, because they just turn around and they just say, I'm not going to say what the Northern Irish are like. I mean, because I go down to Parliament regularly, and I can tell you now, the Northern Irish are very, very direct. Go ahead, Cutter.
The people in the lot claim that I've actually got Tourette's.
That's
not bad. And I don't even realise I'm doing it.
Gay fuck you, man. you learn all this language. I can remember, when we came up to Scotland, I took my son, and he would be standing, listening to the conversation, and he'd go, Dad, what did he just say?
It's opposite, isn't it? It's big means little, and little means big. Someone called me big man once. I was like, and some big fella wee man. I was like, wrong way around.
I get called the wee man.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
They say big man. They say, oh, big man. So anyway, they say, see, wee man, what are you saying, wee man?
Okay, well, you know what time it is. I'm calling time on that conversation. It's a great conversation. So, to sum it up, I don't think it's going to work. I think it is a massive distraction, and I agree with the Cutter's observation that it is a way to actually bring in the gender bill through the back door.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Cutter, final words from you?
It's been a pleasure once more, guys. And by the way, who's this twice daily guy that you're taking on me? I'm not liking that.
Well,
I know where he stays. I'll be going up to see him.
Just watch what you're saying now, after the first. But you know what? Every time someone comes in your house, you're going to have to like search them for recording devices, aren't you? Like, switch your phone off.
And every comment will be so polite. Oh, you're looking lovely today. You know?
Yeah, please, may I tell a joke that may offend some people?
Honestly, I mean, the last part, how bland is society going to become?
Oh,
nonsense comes in.
It's incredible. Well, let's put it this way. I can tell you now, the gazelle is never going to live in Scotland.
You can come up and visit.
Not with the stuff. I mean, you had to listen to him on the last podcast. He told his joke about a guy in a bakery, and his boss caught him making the designs on the pies with his teeth. He said, "How long have you been doing that for?" And then he turned around and he just said, "Hey, you want to see what I do with the donuts?"
All this is going to be banned, though. Did he say, "Oh, we're not going to touch, comedians"? Well, I have two words, Count Dankula. This is going to happen. You're not going to be able to tell these jokes.
God, what's Frankie Boyle going to do?
Well, that's for the best. Get rid of him.
I don't like Frankie Boyle. Frankie Boyle's just an idiot.
I've seen him twice and he was really good, and now he's just turned into some absolute left-wing snowflake. He's allowed to tell the jokes, but no one else can. It's like, what?
Going for the money. Well, that's it. I'm going to say good night to everybody. Thank you very much. That was great. We have had a very decent conversation, and it is now time for the end credits. Yes, this is Ab Fab. I am absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, you keep saying it, but you know. No one believes you.
That's a hate crime.
I'm in England, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take legal action against you, but I'm going to take it out in Scotland.
Humza will be down to get you in a minute, Mark. Humza's on your tail.
I'm going to get him with Humza. Hey, is there any way that we can get Rishi?
He's got the local Liverpool militia on your tail, mate.
All right, okay. Anyway. All right, well, good night, all.
Good night.
Sleep well.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Don't let the hate crime bugs bite.
Yeah, check under your bed for the hate monster.
Check under your bed for the microphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.